So as I said, that was an example of part of a presentation to schools when we visit Year 7 students to offer them New Testament and Psalms. And as I said, it's been a bit limited in recent times with the COVID restrictions and so on. So we're always looking for new ways in which to share the message of the good news of the Bible. And this is an opportunity for John and myself to bring you up to date with what's been going on in Good News for Everyone, previously known as the Gideons International in the British Isles, or Gideons for short. I have a suspicion that probably people will keep on referring to us as Gideons. And I sort of said to the others the other day, what do we call ourselves? You know, it's Gideons just trips off the tongue. What are we, Gniffers or something? Or Good Newsers? Maybe that's a good thing. Now, I've got John with me at the moment. And if I can get my script, that would be good. Shall I give you the...
That's about the right height.
It's about the right height for you. That's good. Nearly. Well, thank you for joining us, John. Anyway, the name for Gideons has changed, John. Why is that?
Well, the Charity Commission felt that under the UK's equality laws, that because the organisation wasn't complying with equal status for men and women, it would challenge the organisation's status to be a charity. And additionally, UK Gideons themselves felt that it was right to welcome women into the organisation as equals. Sadly, the parent organisation in the USA, Gideons International, objected to that proposed change and to their trademark being used in the UK, and so the name had to be changed. Now, Terence has already said it doesn't exactly trip off the tongue. However, it does make it clear what the organisation is about, and it is good news for everyone.
So has anything else changed along with the name, John?
Well, yes and no. The core objectives remain the same. The 260 UK branches are still involved in presenting and handing out Bibles and copies of the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, as before, in hospitals, care homes, prisons, hotels and so on. They lead assemblies and religious education classes in schools and share the Word of God personally. They pray for and encourage each other, and they provide scriptures for distribution around the world.
Thank you for that, John. So what about the new changes?
The restriction on membership has changed. Women and men have an equal membership, and the status of having a professional or business qualification has been dropped. Acknowledgement that the Bible is the unerring word of God is underlined for those wishing to join.
So, what about the financial arrangements? Have they changed at all?
No, they've not. All monies gifted to the organisation have to be used to purchase scriptures for distribution. The running of the organisation is paid for by members themselves.
What about the international work, the work abroad? Has that stopped or been affected in any way?
It's been affected, but... Now, the good news for everyone has links with a Canadian group called ShareWord Global. And both organisations are carrying out distribution across the world as before. And I've got some current examples. So in Brazil, there are 20,000 Spanish language scriptures given out to refugees from Venezuela. And there's been a huge number that have crossed the border in Brazil. In two regions of Pakistan, 10,000 scriptures are being used for one-to-one evangelism. And we all know Pakistan is not an easy country to be a Christian in. And then, something that doesn't get much publicity, increasing numbers of Chinese refugees are entering Russia. And these are being provided with 25,000 scriptures.
What about friends of the Gideons?
Well, the friends of the Gideons become friends of Gunifa. They still remain friends. Their prayers and financial support remain vital in the quest to bring others to the Lord. There are additional ways now for friends to link with information easily, and they will be hearing about that soon.
So where does churches like us stand in relation to the new organisation, John?
Over the period of pandemic, obviously, it's been difficult to maintain contact with churches. However, now that churches are opening up, the National Office for Good News for Everyone is making renewed contact and encouraging them to receive visits from members, bringing them up to date in what's going on.
John, thank you very much indeed for that, and I hope that's given you some idea of what is going on, why these changes have been made. And it's been a particularly difficult 2 or 3 years. There's been lots of change, but God has a habit of moving us on, doesn't he? We've known that in this church as well. The last 2 or 3 years have been very trying for us in many ways. But God is in control. So we're incredibly grateful for the prayers and practical support for the work of the association over the years. You'll notice that when you were watching the film, you'll notice our emblem has changed. It shows an open book. And I've got one of the Hope magazines here that we are giving out as well. It's a part of the Bible in a pictorial sense. It's called the Hope magazine. And you'll see, there we are, got it, the new emblem. I'll get it right. I mean, I'm not very good at presenting, am I? There's the good news for everyone. So it shows an open book rather than the closed book in a jar that was the emblem of Gideon's. And of course we understand why that was, because Gideon's was taken from the character Gideon in the Old Testament. One of the things that we have found, the new thing that we have found that we can do, is to give out these Hope magazines. They're full of pictures, very well taken pictures, and extracts from the Psalms and the book of the Gospel of John. And it's a tool that we can hand out to people in order to share the Word of God. So if you would like to join us in some way, you don't have to be a member. You can be what we call, as John has said, a friend of the Gideons, or friend of Good News for Everyone. And friends can actually share the New Testament and Psalms as part of your witness to other people. I've got a good stock of these Hope magazines, so if you feel that you could use this, look at it yourselves, but don't keep it to yourselves. Pass it on to your friends and your relatives. Judas will know that sometimes, and I don't always do this, but when people come to the door, the tradesmen, we had some work done on our house recently, and I just felt led on one or two occasions to actually give a New Testament and Psalms like this. It's an easy way of introducing the gospel. I'm just getting signals that Ian's worried about his guitar falling to the ground. I thought there was something else going on there, but anyway, never mind. So do afterwards take one. You'll see on the desk, on the table here, the full Bible that we present and give to into hotels and guest houses. And we also have testaments that we give to, like the Royal Air Force cadets and so on, the members of the armed forces. So lots of ways which we are continuing to reach people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.